Big D Entertainment presents the Dave Holly Hour. Brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, The Vaudies, and Dipsy Doodle Productions. He's a variety entertainer, a former broadcaster and columnist, a true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Happy weekend, Dave, everybody. Another Thursday in quarantine is here, but I am here to hopefully lift your spirits. In fact, I will literally lift some spirits right now. That's right, it's time for some Jasper Newton, better known as Jack Daniels, Diet Coke with a lime. By the way, if you're ever waiting on me at a bar and you want to make sure you get a good tip, don't ever forget the lime, okay? But in the meantime, cheers to all of you as we try to brighten your day with some Sioux Empire arts and entertainment conversations. Today, we feature an incredible woman that has been and continues to be highly involved in area theater, Kim Bartling. Plus, another issue of Sioux Falls Stage is out. Its editor slash publisher at all, Luke Tatchy, joins us again to give you the heads up on what you'll find from cover to cover. We continue to have to record over Zoom, and by golly, owed to my dad with the choice of those last two words. By golly, it worked pretty well this week. I'm continuing to test other platforms just in order so that we can provide you the best quality pandemic permits. More virtual shows, concerts, stand-ups, games on the horizon. In fact, I will be hosting Sky Lounge Virtual Trivia via Facebook Live tomorrow night on the Dave Holly Hour Facebook page. Tonight, from 7 to 8... Friend of the Dave Holly Hour, Elizabeth Hunstead, will perform some soul and blues. It's part of a new virtual concert series being presented by Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. In fact, SFJB Executive Director Alex Gilbert Schrag is going to join us next week to tell us who else we can expect to see and hear in that series. Now, a few seconds ago, I mentioned my dad. Today is April 16th, which was originally the day income tax refunds were due. Now, thankfully, we've got a few more months to take care of that due to COVID-19. It used to always be April 15th, no matter what day of the week it was. They had to be postmarked 4/15 or earlier. Well, I grew up in Rock Rapids, not too far from Sioux Falls, and, you know, small town. The tradition in our family was to come up to Sioux Falls to drop the final returns in the mail, because the Sioux Falls post office had later pickup times than our small town PO. And once that mission was accomplished, to celebrate the end of tax season, we would go to the Pizza Inn on East 10th Street. I miss that great pizza. They also had a great jukebox when I was a kid. Now, while Mom and Dad might not have appreciated the tunes that years ago my older brother and I would have chosen, they always enjoyed a pitcher of dark beer. So, while I'm drinking Jack Daniels, I'm thinking of you, Papa Jack, and a dark beer. Miss you every day, buddy. In fact, speaking of Papa Jack, I believe it was my nephew Andy that was the first to actually call him Papa Jack. And Andy had a little Southern in him when he was growing up. And Papa Jack. Andy is part of an indie rock band in Nashville. If you were listening last week, you know the Southern Shame released a new tune as the pandemic was becoming just that, a pandemic. Thanks to their granted copyright permission, we're going to play it for a few weeks and see if that won't kick this virus. Here's the Southern Shame with Locked Up.
Well, I was 9 years old. My mama said to me, whatever life unfolds, you best leave it be. So I'm locked up, locked up. When I was 12 years old, I touched my mama's grave without a hand to hold, without a cent to my name. Of my own, you got
righty, one more thing to take care of before we hear from our guests today. Time to give a public thank you to someone that's made me smile, chuckle, guffaw, laugh out loud, or maybe even cry tears of joy in the past week.
Honorable mention.
While, as any good grandpa would, consider my grandkids to be the most adorable. This week's honorable mention, though, goes to a young couple, relatively new parents. Seth and Carrie Benson's little guy, Eli, is a few months old and is perhaps the most photographed little dude on social media. With parents that enjoy cosplay, retro movies, and the like, he's also had plenty of costumes to be pictured in. They are a sweet young couple with an adorable little boy destined to have a fun time in life, thanks to his parents. Well, thank you, Seth and Carrie, for making me smile every time I see a picture of Eli. For that, kids, you take home the coveted Dave Holly honorable mention. We will be going beyond an hour today. That is guaranteed, but that's all right because this is a podcast, and by God, we can. Up next, a conversation with local theater icon, Kim Bartling.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
He's never met a meal he didn't like. Once again, here's Dave Holly.
Welcome back. It is so great to talk Sioux Empire arts and entertainment, especially now. I know you're saying, Dave, what are you thinking? We don't have anything going on. But we have so many people with an entrepreneurial spirit, and there's so much going on, actually, that we talked about earlier and we'll continue to talk about. But when it comes to someone that knows Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment, this lady is the queen. Kim Bartling, how are you?
I am terrific. How are you?
I am doing quite well. In fact, if I were any better, I'd be twins.
That's true. Oh, that's true, Rick.
And of course, you've known me long enough. You remember a time where I was big enough I could have been.
Yeah, well, you definitely have had a lifestyle change.
But that's,
you
know, for sure.
But there, you were just a big personality with a big spirit, needed a big body. So there.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you have such a big resume of everything that you've done, in, especially in theater here in the Sioux Empire. What got you started? What was the impetus when you were a young lady and said, you know, this theater thing would be kind of fun? I'd really like to spend a lifetime doing this and teaching others.
Well, it didn't happen when I was real young. I actually had very little, introduction to theater or things. I mean, we had some in high school or whatever, and oral interpret, that type of thing, but I wasn't very good at it. I was actually an athlete. And so, like, I was on the state tournament when I was a senior in high school for the basketball team, and I ran track on the varsity for 6 years. So I ran as a middle schooler.
Uh-huh.
So I always thought I was going to go to college on an athletic scholarship. But anyway, when I graduated from college, and I didn't do any of that really either, but I was an English major, and you can't get a job teaching English in the state of South Dakota without doing arts, basically.
Right.
I thought I was going to be the cross-country coach, basketball coach, track coach, because that's what I had my minor in. But they basically said, you can have this job if you take... My first job for the first 3 years was oral interp, the all-school musical, the one-act play, the oral interp team, and the cheerleaders.
Whew, that's a plateful.
That was my first 3 years in Arlington, South Dakota, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was truly the best way to start a teaching career. And so what had happened is just, you know, you do that so long where you're like, well, I need to know more. And so I just kept going back to get more classes and more classes, and we moved. So I had some different jobs. I went from to Brookings to Brandon Valley. I spent 7 amazing years at O'Gorman High School, and then 14 years at the University of Sioux Falls. And so through all of that, you just continue to get more education so I could serve my students best and be on a tenure track and get tenure and things like that at the University of Sioux Falls too. So ended up getting a master's in theater and then an MFA in directing.
That's fantastic. And that certainly
is. You know what the real education I got was, I took lots and lots of master classes throughout those years. Mm-hmm. Like if there was a class to be had somewhere in the nation by a playwright or an actor or a director, I signed up and went. And that's really where I kind of learned how to take what I knew and apply it to the stage.
And we never stop learning. That's the great part. Here we are. This will kind of lead us into our pandemic talk, I guess, because you and I were on Zoom today. You know, a month ago, I didn't even know what Zoom was. And now we're able to record this way. And so there are things that come along that help us in all our entertainment and creative aspects. When it comes to seeing the Sioux Empire, especially grow in arts and entertainment, does this whole pandemic put a halt on it, or where are we and what's going to happen?
Let me think on that. Well, I think the halt is happening, but we're artists. So with all culture, you know, it comes from art. And so it's like anything else that we run into, that's an obstacle. We take the obstacle, we stop for a moment, get our bearings, and then figure out how to express what happened, what's happening, how we've changed, lessons to learn, all of those things that Aristotle told us, and then, you know, come back at it in a different way to tell that story. I mean, this is all going to be our story to tell. Eventually we're going to come back. I think we're not through it. We're still certainly in the midst of it. In fact, I would probably say in the beginnings of it. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out what our stories are, and how we have to continue to connect and then get those stories out to other people, because it's the empathy then that we create too, that, you know, any good movie, it's like we see ourselves in it. We get a message from it. We want to, as Aristotle said, have some type of catharsis to live our lives better. And so that's the art that's going to come out of this eventually, like it does every other, you know, major tragedy, and people who deal with whatever their obstacles are.
So what have you been doing in this downtime? What are the things you're working on? I know you're still doing some teaching online and so forth, but what else is going on for you at this point?
Well, last 3 days I've been making lots of masks, which my family's very impressed by. My granddaughter thinks one of my superhero skills is the fact that I can sew. So evidently I've been leaning into that. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can be and plug in. But that's one of the changes that I made deliberately about 8 years ago. When I left full-time teaching was so that I could do that. So trying to see what can I do for my own home that's encouraging others, helping others, using my social media platform as much as I can to help others. I was pretty excited on Argus Leader today. They have a little picture of, basically I made it. It's a sheet and it just says hashtag heroes, and it's a encouraging sheet I put across on the community gardens for the staff of Avera Hospital. And so I'm, you know, just, I was like, okay, what can I do today? Craft up today to just let somebody know I'm thinking about them or I'm here. And I am actually doing quite a bit of writing. So that's good. I need to do more writing and thinking about, how can we create places where we can come together? The difficulty is with theater, you have to have an audience. And yes, and we've seen some amazing performances that are coming across our media. Oh my gosh. I mean, Sunday with, the opera singer, I just lost his name. That sang on Sunday. We're getting those, but there's still that audience of connectiveness that we need when we're in the same space with someone. You know, so we can do these collaborations via computer and so on, and Zoom and all of these other programming. But I don't know about you, but we hunger for that connectedness of being in a room and having that community.
Definitely. I hunger for it greatly. About a week or two before being told to go home from work and so forth, I think there was one Saturday night. There's a group of five of us that tend to go to a lot of things together. We were at five different venues on one night, watching live music, watching all sorts of entertainment, and just soaking it all up. And who knew that, you know, the next night or the next weekend, we wouldn't be going to anything and things were being canceled and postponed. So I definitely hunger for it. I'm with you in that regard. But what I really hunger for is, you know, that time when we do get out there and we get the I can't wait for the next time we interview. I'm hoping it's face-to-face instead of on Zoom. But you said you're doing some creative. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are doing some live performances on YouTube and on Facebook and so forth, and that's great. But you said one of the things you're doing is writing. What types of writing are you doing at this point?
Well, I have had a lot of things in my, you know, back pocket that I've been wanting to write about. I write a lot of short biographical stories about the way that growing up, and my sister describes them as brutally funny. So I've been finishing up on some of those. I got this great book this spring that's called Only to Be Read Upon My Death. And it gives you a prompt to write on. And so I've been writing those and trying to be as respectful as I can to not mortify my children. but I think out of those, there's going to be some work that comes out of that also. I wrote a children's book quite a few years ago and just been, again, sitting on it, didn't do much with it, but discovered this sweet young artist here in Sioux Falls, Jordan Morley. And so she and I have been working on getting the illustrations done for that. That's been a long time coming and she's doing such a great job. My granddaughter's six, and I'd like to, the character in this book is a little older than that, so I'd like to have that done before she gets much older. So those type of things, things that have just been rattling around, I'm sure like any artist that's listening to this, I have a notebook in my purse, even though I do use a computer and my phone for almost everything. I still like writing all my ideas down in a little notebook and seeing them, and so I've been pulling that out and going, oh yeah. Today I'm going to write about that.
So lots of projects, irons in the fire, and that's great because I think we all need things to do. I know for me, I had a list before the pandemic of about 32 projects. I'm down to like 12. So there's been some silver linings in that regard. But what I want to know is, typically this time of year, you would have so many things coming up in the summer. Summer. What's your situation with all of those? Everything that's, you know, out there maybe a month or two? Is that just on hold at this point?
The other thing that I started, it'll be almost 2 years now, and it's really starting to rock and roll, is my new company called Plain Speaking People, which is a storytelling company. And we had one I was really excited about that was scheduled for April, first part of April down in Vermilion. Of course, that was canceled. Or postponed as far as their chamber banquet, annual banquet. This was going to be the year of getting Plain Speaking People into as many communities as I possibly could and collecting those everyday stories from those places. So again, reworking that, figuring out how to, you know, to go maybe to the podcast medium for that. But there's something about being in a room with a neighbor that you had no idea had that story, and sharing that same space and that air. So yeah, I have to, that type of thing, Plain Speaking People, I'm reworking. Of course I work for the city in the summer and we do theater. So we're just going to be in a holding pattern for that. The show that I do every summer is called Broadway and Beyond, which is a real celebration of community talent. Anybody who really wants to be in a and film musical numbers on the stage. So they're choreographed and costumed and we, you know, write scripts that get us from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't come up until the first part of August. So I'm just going to sit in hopeful prayer that the time we can be out and figure it out.
I remember being at that show last year, and it's fantastic.
You should be in that. You should be in it. So that
well, you know what? Let me know what's a possibility, and we'll work on it.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's collaboration time.
Well, I've told them not the city. My ultimate goal with Broadway and Beyond is that everybody in the audience is the theater, in that you want to sing, you sit here. We have so many people in this show that we can't even all get backstage. We're going to have to sit out amongst the audience and do it. And we stand up and we do our, dance on the grounds so that everybody's involved. I would absolutely love that.
Well, fantastic. I look forward to it because you put me on the spot, but for you, I would do this.
This is what I do. I just finagle people, strong arm them in McKinnon Park to be in a show. My company, Ephemeral Production, we did have something set up, an interactive theater piece that we were going to do actually down at Books and Brews, which they have since struggled and I believe folded.
They did, regrettably. Yeah.
And I was really excited about that. We were going to start a twice a month Sunday afternoon in a piece of interactive theater that was going to happen. So, that just, again, goes on hold. It's still a great idea. We're going to do Picasso with the Lupina G, which is written by Steve Martin. And it would just go on a continual loop because it's just that funny. And so you would walk in you'd be sitting with an actor or whatever. So those are projects that are on hold right now. I have to mention somebody right now just because it's on my heart. So one of the people that submitted to the COVID is playwright Terrence McNally, who, amazing playwright, gave us, so many Pulitzer Prize winning plays, Tony Award winning plays, and music, and even books to musicals and so on. And he passed away 2 weeks ago. I studied with Terrence, I think in 2001 or so. And we were having lunch one day. And he said to me, Dave, truly the best piece of advice I ever got. And that was, we were talking about, it was just, at that time, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to stay in education, if I want to move directing to another level. And he said, Kim, do art where you are. Do art where you are. Do art, if you're going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, do art in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Because you can make such a difference there than if your ultimate goal is Chicago or New York. Because there you become a very small fish. And not to say I'm a big fish here, but I do think that there is something about throwing your line out and you get your line is a net, and then I have Dave Holly on stage in McKinnon Park and your friends all come and enjoy that. And I just been thinking about him so much because it was just such great advice just to do art where you are. And I think that's the beauty of Sioux Falls is we have all these amazing artists and sculpture walk and music festivals, and so many of them in the summertime are free. And I think that's going to be a really hard thing for some of us this summer to miss out on those, but it will come back. So maybe we're doing art where we are, which means I'm going to do it in my sewing room, or, people are doing it in their living room. I saw my friend Daryl Fickbaum the other day, he and his daughter Charlie giving us amazing music in his library. And that's a local thing. Yeah, I know you had Jimmy Spears on. I want Jimmy Spears to give us a concert and those guys. So, and that's going to happen because we have to do art where we are.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's a great line, though, too. Do art where you are.
Do art where you are. Yeah.
Anyway, that actually leads us into what I wanted to talk about next is we have exploded over the past decade with arts and entertainment in this community. What do you think has been, major points to that, and why did it happen? And then I'll let you elaborate and then say maybe what we're still in search of.
Oh, why does it happen? I think I want to believe that this is why it happens. you know, anybody that knows me knows that I'm pretty driven. I'm kind of a bulldog with some things, and I don't take no for an answer very easily. And I do like to think outside the box and then go, why not? And everybody should want to do this. But I think it boils down to that. I never understood those in the arts that don't want to play with everybody else. I want to play with everybody. I don't care if you own a theater company and I own a theater company. Let's our theater companies work together. I was like that at USF. I just like, why can't Augie and USF do things together? And so I think there is that though in Sioux Falls. I think there is I've used that word now twice, a celebration of each other. And sometimes you get into other markets and there's more competition. And we have plenty of competition. We have great little theater companies popping up all over the place in Sioux Falls. I can't wait to go watch what monstrous little theater company is going to do next, right? Mm-hmm. Because the more I see, the more it inspires me to get back into my own theater company and go, okay, yeah, you know, they have their niche. This is what they're doing. But this has inspired me to, you know, pick up this play I've been wanting to do for a while. And so I think we're all pretty good at going to see each other's things, but not in a competitive nature. I mean, competitive and so that it's a positive thing. There's that. But I think we're really supportive of one another. And I think that's why maybe Sioux Falls is different. We just like to see each other do well.
Very true.
And we appreciate when people bring things to our community. We're now like, oh, what are they up to? Or, oh, you know, who's sponsoring them? Or where are they getting their money? I don't think most of us typically think that way. We're like, good for them. And where do I get a ticket?
Yeah, you know? That's been a very common theme throughout this show has been that there is such great collaboration and camaraderie. And yes, competition at the same time, but friendly competition.
We make each other better. We do make each other better and inspire each other. So, I think that's what it is. We always talk about being South Dakota nice. Nice is my least favorite word. Any student that's listening to me talk, it's my really. You did a quiz with every student I've ever had. Said, what's Kim Bartling's least favorite word? Well, two. I don't like the word indeed either. Sorry, everybody. but it would be. It's the word nice. This is so passive. And I think sometimes we get a bad rap in that we're people that get stuff done. We really do. When we say we're going to do something, we can't hide in a mass of people. So you got to come through, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. We hold each other to our words here. We can't just go, oh yeah.
See, thing. For me, it's the phrase and whatnot.
Oh, what? Yeah, where does that even come from?
I don't know. All right, so that
this was actually a conversation in my class yesterday about what our favorite words were. And I said, "Oh, I do not like the word indeed," and there was like a gasp from three students. What do you mean? Yeah.
All right. So the second part of that question: what do we need yet? What is Sioux Falls and the Sioux Empire community missing in arts and entertainment?
Well, John Bowe does such a great job down in Worthing and the Dinner Theater. It's such a long history, and you can't go wrong with going down to the Worthing Dinner Theater. It's just such a quaint place and always pick scripts that are, you know, crowd pleasers, and the food is fantastic. But with that said, I think dinner theater, you know, I think Goodnight Theater Collective has done a good job of doing the cabaret and bringing that in. That has just blown up, you know. Barb, Martha et al. Have done just a terrific job of bringing that type of setting in, not just great theater performances, because they're doing musicals, not just cabarets, but actual musicals too, and original work. I mean, name it, they're doing it. But I the idea of kind of maybe thinking a little bit more about our older community within Sioux Falls, you know what I mean? Where they could come and have a little meal or, you know, dessert, that type of thing. And we all want to do theater that, you know, we dig, you know,
right.
And not that I don't dig doing, older scripts, but there might be something to that we go back and remember that there's a community that doesn't like to drive at night. And so some things on the weekends for people to enjoy so that all of our all the generations are having access to live events.
That's fantastic. I like that. That's
my knee-jerk response.
And we'll ask it again, you know, maybe in another year or so and see what has come out of things like that. But in the meantime, as we're sitting here and doing this podcast in the pandemic crisis, I know I want to finish with one thing that I saw that you were working on, and I know it's a passion for you anyway. You were putting together a puzzle, and if I'm not mistaken, of all... It's the U.S. and all the major league teams, correct?
Yes, it was. Oh. And even the old one. I mean, it was old school. And my sister was doing it with me. She's not a baseball person at all. But it had like teeny, teeny writings about the history of every park on the side. And I'm like, okay, now we're going to sit and I'm going to read these out loud to you. And she's like, oh, no, you're not. that was really fun. It was really fun. Some stadiums I had forgotten about. So.
And is it, it's complete now?
Yeah. It's complete and it's like theater. I put it away. So
you put it away. You're not one of those to frame it, huh?
No.
I was going to offer you a price on it, but
I gave it off to somebody else. No, okay. puzzles are like theater. They're meant to be done and then they're meant to be put away. I mean, that's why we're not film, you know.
Okay, so then it's revival after that.
Well, there's ephemeral quality to it. You look at it, you appreciate it, you learn something, and you move on.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my favorite thing about theater is the next day when you come in and the stage is bare. I love the day after strike. And it's not because I didn't love the process and the show, but I love the empty slate the next day where you get to kind of wallow in what just happened and then start thinking about what's next.
What's next? All right. Well, we look forward to what's next with you once this passes or even things that may come up during this time and it has to be done as a social media. But regardless, Kim, certainly appreciate your time to be on the show and appreciate everything you do for the arts and entertainment community in the Sioux Empire.
Dave, and I got to tell you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Of course, I don't say much of anything I don't mean, but I love it when I walk through a house before a show and I see you. I just need you to know that you're an artist and you're even this, I mean, you are just, again, an arts entrepreneur. I love all that. But what you also bring is you are such a great audience, and that is a gift to us all.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be at those shows. And it will be a pleasure when the curtain opens again with a live audience.
Well, absolutely.
All right. Kit, certainly. Thanks again. Appreciate the time and stay safe.
You too, friend. Take care.
All right. You too the same. We'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
It's another Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversation on the Dave Holly Hour.
Another spectacular issue of Sioux Falls Stage is out. You may have to find a different way to get it. We're going to talk to the publisher, the editor, the writer, the one-man band that it is. It's Luke Tatchy. How are you, Luke?
I'm doing well. How are you, Dave?
Glad to hear that I'm doing well also. Thank you, because I had mine delivered right to my mailbox. We probably shouldn't tell the United States Postal Service that part. They get angry. But it was door-to-door delivery. So what is the situation right now in terms of distribution for the Sioux Falls Stage issue, the spring 2020 issue, as we are in this pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, for the first issue, I did a lot of my distribution through downtown stores and venues and whatnot. That obviously isn't going to work this time. So what I offered through my social channels was the opportunity to have it delivered to your doorstep, locally, of course, since I'm doing all the deliveries myself and I actually had a lot of people bite on that this past weekend and was able to distribute quite a few copies, and I'm still Excellent. Totally open to getting it out there. So,
but at least we were close, just a couple of blocks away.
Yes, you were very close. You were mercifully close.
So it has been good response to that then.
Yeah, people are really excited. I think it almost is a little bit of an outlet, a little bit of a connection to that world that we've had to put on pause for a little bit. So I think for the handful of people that took me up on it this past weekend, they seemed pretty gratified to have the opportunity to get that.
Yeah, so. And it's fantastic read once again. So let's cover what's in it this time around. You've got the four lovely ladies on the front, and it's a good cover story because it talks about the importance and the power that we have in the Sioux Empire arts and entertainment community with these women.
Yeah, absolutely. I was sort of inspired by noticing that there are a lot of women in leadership positions for performing arts organizations in town, and it felt like an apt choice since there's so much involvement. And really what came out of it was kind of a cool discussion among the four of them about how often they get to collaborate and what a unique, I guess, space Sioux Falls offers in that regard, that they've all worked together in some capacity at some point. And the discussion was actually pretty cool, and I highly recommend reading that interview.
Yeah, that's a fantastic piece, and it really led right into the next thing too, and that's going broadly with your theater section with a group that is made up of all women.
Yeah, so that sort of was coincidental, honestly. It was cool to get that perspective from a few different companies with that main cover story article, and then getting to chat with the newest theater company in town, Broadcast Theater. They just started this past December with their first production, which was like a staged reading, a monologue series by Nora Ephron. And they've been doing that show at corporate events and at a few different venues in the new year as well. Obviously, they're on pause right now, but they're looking to continue working in the fall on some new projects. So it was exciting to get to talk to those ladies.
Yeah, saw that December performance. It was fantastic. It's a great play. Like you said, you know, a monologue and talking about relationships and what to wear and how that can influence relationships. Let's talk about some of the rest of this month's, or not month, but it comes out quarterly, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so
yeah, it was a slightly different issue in that we didn't have an events calendar because there aren't really any currently pending events for the next 3 months, unfortunately. But that allowed some space to talk to some other people. Did a piece about Transept, which is a local choral group that does professional choral music, and it is incredible. I definitely recommend checking them out once this pandemic is over. Also talked to one of the dancers from Lyra Dance Theater Company, a local professional dance company. He's a dancer choreographer who everyone should know about because he's going places. He's so impressive. Did a profile on him, Thomas Nguyen. And then I also got a chance to talk to Basement Dwellers Improv Group, which was really fun.
As a group that I'm a little familiar with since I was one of the original members.
Yes.
You've hit a lot of things. You know, we've got the ladies. We've got dance. We've got choral and comedy and so forth. That's the great thing about this is that this publication, first of all, it's great looking. I mean, what a presentation you make. The writing is great, and it's all there. What are you hoping? You know, obviously, we're all hoping the pandemic's over soon, and we can get back to normal. But was this a hey? You know, we got to do the best that we can, no matter what.
Yeah, honestly, with this issue, a lot of the work got put into it back in February. So by March, when all of this kind of started, really, I'd already done the legwork and was able to do all the interviews in person and whatnot before everything got going. With the upcoming issue, that could look a little bit different, especially the whole notion of doing what we typically do for the cover photo shoot. That obviously could be determined by what the restrictions are in the next few months. But I'm really hopeful, and the summer issue stands to be a really exciting one. it'll coincide with the kickoff of our local awards show event at the Pavilion, which will take place July 30th. So that will sort of be our big issue of the year, hopefully, depending on how much I can get in touch with people in the next few months. But it'll be a very exciting issue. I hope it comes together nicely.
I know the last time that we talked, you were talking about the awards and that, you know, it's going to look an awful lot like a regular big award show, isn't it?
That's the hope. Yeah, we've got the Belbus Theater at the Pavilion booked for that Thursday, July 30th evening. We've got a host, we've got presenters, we've got trophies, we've got live music. It will hopefully feel like the sort of elevated, exciting, gratifying award show that I think the Sioux Falls performing arts community deserves. Something to really bring the community together, which by July 30th, I'm guessing we'll really need. So I hope that it almost doubles as a celebration of the community getting back together and gathering again. But we'll see.
I'm hoping that too, because I think that once everything's passed, we do need some big things. And I see yes. that you have you know, a very lively entertainer as the host, Nathan Holtz, who's been on this program a yes. couple of times. And if you can't go away from just even spending time with Nathan without a smile, you've got something wrong with you.
Yeah, he's hysterical. I actually went to school with Nathan, so I was able to call in a favor and get him booked for hosting the show. So I think it'll be a very entertaining, lively show. We've also got White Spruce Chamber Players will be doing the pre-show cocktail hour music. They're really beautiful instrumental ensemble. And then we'll have a house band for the show itself that'll be playing a few numbers inspired by the nominees from the past 12
excellent.
Months.
So this summer issue, then, will that come out right about the same time or just a little bit beforehand to preview what we're looking at in terms of categories and nominees?
Yes, essentially. The goal will be to sort of reveal the nominees in late June, probably digitally. So look for that. And then the July issue will come out that first week of July, sort of formally put together the full roster of everyone who was nominated in the various categories, as well as highlight the panelists that I put together last summer to sort of task them with mm-hmm. seeing as much theater, music, dance, comedy right. as they could over the past 12 months. And they've sort of are currently working on helping me put together that roster of nominees based on their assessment of everything over the past 12 months.
So. How will the, are we going to use the word winners or are we just going to say the recipients? How will that be tallied?
Sure, honorees, whatever you want to call it.
How will that take place in terms of determining who the person? What are we going to have? We're going to have a stagey. What are we going to call the award?
Stagey, I like that. It's officially a Sioux Falls Stage Award, but if a nickname sticks, I guess go for it. but yeah, we'll have presenters at the actual show that will do a present each category, and then just like any award show you see elsewhere. The recipient will be asked to come up on stage and accept the award. And I'm hoping that it'll be a really cool, uplifting opportunity to bring a lot of people, hardworking performing artists in one room.
Wonderful. So, what are we looking at in terms of getting tickets and so forth?
So the go live for the tickets is, I believe, later this week, as early as Thursday. Okay. I'm not sure when this is airing. Thursday, right?
Thursday, yes.
Yeah. Podcast. Yeah. So they might be available upon hearing this episode, but they'll be available through the Pavilion's box office.
Excellent. And looking forward to that. And I hope it truly does become what we're thinking it might coordinate with in terms of a celebration. And I know that there's a lot of things that have been taking place in the meantime, one of which you were involved in for sure, in the fact that we're yes. seeing a lot of people doing virtual shows. And we got to have a wonderful presentation from a group that you're heavily involved in and a group that my wife and I and our friends truly love, Goodnight Theater Collective. And that was a fantastic thing to have to lift spirits if nothing else. And tell us what kind of footwork that took to get everybody involved in that and to pull it all together.
Gosh, yeah, it was quite the undertaking. After we had sort of made the decision to postpone our production of Chicago for obvious reasons, we sort of immediately got into brainstorming mode of our performers love performing. How can we help lift them up and make them feel a little bit of normalcy, in addition to how can we stay in front of our patrons and show them that we're still here for them and we still want to entertain them? So what we came up with was a virtual cabaret, which we put together over the course of 3 or 4 days. So luckily, we have a pretty extensive roster of original music and original musical content over the past 4 seasons. So we were able to assemble sort of a throwback performance of a bunch of that music without having to navigate copyright issues,
copyright laws, yeah,
which was very handy. So I sort of scripted it all out, sort of doled out the parts, and we were able to involve essentially all 30 of our guest artists in some capacity, and had them all record from the safety of their homes. And I sort of cobbled it together in a video editor software. And what resulted, I think, was some semblance of what we are typically providing our audiences. And that's what the hope was, is to give them a little bit of sense of home.
And it was great. We really enjoyed it, you know, especially because we've only missed one or two shows, my wife and I, but to see, you know, maybe something we didn't see prior, that was great. Plus, you know, when you've got a few seasons under the belt, 4 of them already, sometimes you kind of forget what you saw in season 1.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I forget it too, so I don't blame you.
In the meantime, A Good Night Theater has come out with season 5. You mentioned the fact that there's no calendar of events in this issue, but you know, you do have a couple, right, of pages where it shows some time frames. One obviously being the awards that's coming up at the end of July, but you've also got the ad for the Good Night Theater Collective season 5. And it shows everything. And so they've got a first one is starting in September. So, oh my God, I hope we're all finished with everything by then. And so that's got to some great shows. I know that we'll probably talk to Bob or to Martha about those, but you're so heavily involved in this. What are we looking at for season 5 that you're really especially excited about?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, we rolled that out a couple weeks ago, earlier than planned, just to sort of get the excitement building. But I'm really excited about that September cabaret. We're going to sort of assemble an all-stars team of Goodnight guest artists to do a bunch of music from all of the shows we've ever done, some of the most memorable ones. I think that'll be really special. Beyond that, I think our production of Cabaret next spring stands to be a pretty exciting one. We've got a great team assembled for that. And I'm obviously a little partial to being excited about the show I'm writing, which will debut in February, which is sort of a spoof send-up musical version of The Real Housewives called Reality Wives.
I was figuring that from the title.
Ridiculous and entertaining.
And then finish it all up, yes, next June with Icons at Icon as well.
Yes, I'm excited about that. That was sort of inspired by one of our guest artists noticing that the portraits in the actual space of all those different artists could be really fun to draw inspiration from. And that's where that sort of play on words came, was paying homage to our venue a little bit.
And the other ad that I see that is, you know, very good is the fact that Nathan Holtz is going to be headlining at Boss's Comedy Club June 5th and,
yes,
6th. And let's cross our fingers on that one, right?
Well, and based on his activity on social media, I'm guessing he has a backup plan to still perform remotely if need be. So,
and we've seen so much of that. And as you've obviously spent a lot of time putting together the best of what you guys have had over 4 seasons to provide that, sure, online as virtual show, what others have you been looking at and saying, wow, you know, this is great that we've still got this at least some form of interaction?
Yeah, I've been really impressed by what's going on nationally, but there has even been some community efforts, seeing what the Pavilion has done, especially with families being quarantined, doing a lot of educational and science and artistic video content to sort of keep that message out there that they're offering something special at the Pavilion. I think it's been really cool to see that. I've seen a little bit of the community theater dabbling in some radio play stuff, which is great. Just seen a lot of people getting creative, and that's just what makes the performing arts community here so special is we are tireless and we love what we do. So
that is well said, tireless, because that, the more I do these interviews, and I have a passion for the arts and entertainment and dabble in it sometimes on my own. But what I'm just thrilled about is the community that it is. And there's such great camaraderie between everybody.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know that is a constant in any other, in all communities of our size. So I think it's something kind of special, and it's fun to be able to highlight that with the magazine as well, is just show how much collaboration and how much support goes on between the groups. There's just no sense of competition, really.
True. And so many people are involved in so many of those groups at one time, even. And yes. So we've got a very multi-talented people in the arts and entertainment community here in the Sioux Empire. One of the questions I've been asking a lot lately, though, I just kind of want to get your take on it, especially since we're in this big pause button that we call the coronavirus pandemic. But after that, and we start getting back into things, because we've had such a great run over the past decade of new things coming along. But what are we looking at in the future? Or what do you think that the Sioux Empire needs for additional arts and entertainment?
I think the sort of hallmark of the stuff that's out there now is how diverse it is and how it sort of caters to different audiences and caters to different participants in a lot of ways. And I think even something as new as broadcast is a great testament of that to that. And hearing their story was eye-opening for me to see that there are all these little niche theater opportunities that could still happen. And I think some of that can be born out of collaborating and helping each other out in the way that Monstrous Little Theater Company was able to help out broadcast and get them launched. But they're just started before they had to hit pause. And some of these other comedy groups, I've seen some cool stuff happening across the street from my workplace over at Kaizen. And they're sort of dabbling in the comedy space as well. And they had just gotten started, I think, in that area when this all happened. So I think there's a lot of stuff that's going to sort of emerge once this is all over and start to take a little bit more shape. And I'm really excited to be able to shed some light on it through the magazine as well.
Yeah. So. And when you mentioned Kaizen, that made me think of one of the virtual shows that we watched a week or two back was Zach Dresch doing stand-up from there. And, you know, it's kind of nice when you can do stand-up virtually with a place that has some quality cameras.
Yeah, no kidding. They're set up for it really nicely. So yeah, that kind of worked out well for them.
And that's another great, thing that's come along here in the Sioux Empire is that group and what they offer for performers as well. Luke, what are you working on individually then, besides, the magazine and everything that you do for Good Night Theater? What are some of the other individual things that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, I'm in the thick of launching the season for Goodnight from a marketing perspective. I'm in the thick of preparing for hopefully doing a workshop of Reality Wives this summer. And beyond that, I've got some separate writing projects where I'm working on something with the Pavilion with Dakota Academy of Performing Arts right now as well for a children's theater. As well. So I'm definitely not hitting pause myself.
No.
I'm just not leaving the house.
well, that's something that's been said about you a lot of times is he's the man that truly doesn't sleep.
Overrated.
Well, mine is that I maybe be in bed for 8 hours, but half of that is sleeping. All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Luke. Besides, continually working on things, how have you and Bob been handling the pandemic in your place?
It's been a trip. Both of us are kind of maniacs when it comes to keeping busy. So the being forced to slow down has its blessings and its curses, I guess. But I think we're getting used to it. How about you guys?
Yeah. And it's been, I've been able to knock off so many things off of to-do lists over the past few weeks.
Yes.
And I'm probably still here for a couple more for sure, the way it sounds. Carrie is still working, yes. And luckily she can walk to work. And but you know, she's been able to come home early a few times. We've been able to catch up on so many shows that we've had recorded, and so we're
100%.
We're getting there that way. And with this recent snow and kind of cooler weather, it hasn't been too bad, because normally this time of year we love being out on our patio. When it has been nice, we've gotten out there. But what we're looking forward to is when we can have our neighbors, such as you guys, over here and take advantage of what we offer on what we call the Firefly Oasis.
I love the sound of that.
All right. Well, we would look forward to that, whatever that might be then, okay? But Luke, thanks for your time. Certainly appreciate it. And looking forward to things getting back to normal. And I am so excited about Sioux Falls Stage Awards coming up July 30th at the Washington Pavilion.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tootey provide the very best chiropractic care to Sioux Falls. At XL Chiropractic, the focus is to improve your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will, relieving your pain and helping you in your wellness goals. Discover how to get results the natural way. 605-332-9235 or xlchiros.com. That's EXCELCHIROS.com. XL Chiropractic, excellent care for excellent people.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thanks again to Kim Bartling and Luke Tatchy for being on today's show. A reminder, Elizabeth Hunstad will be performing a Facebook Live virtual concert tonight at 7 on behalf of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. That's going to be a series from SFJB. And next week, Executive Director Alex Gilbert Schrag will be joining us on the show to tell us who else we can expect to see on that virtual jazz scene. Thanks again to all of you for the downloads, likes, shares, etc., and for listening today. Keep checking the website, DaveHollyHour.com. We're getting closer to being what I would at least feel comfortable in calling complete. And once we are, you'll be able to participate in a few things, possibly win yourself some swag. In the meantime, I'm hosting Sky Lounge Virtual Trivia Friday night at 7 via Facebook Live. The stream will be on the Dave Holly Hour page. For now, stay safe. And stay positive. I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, The Vaudies, and Dipsy Doodle Productions, and is produced by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.